The netrunner, known only by her avatar's handle, Vex, sat huddled in the dark corner of a dingy alleyway. She has no choice. She must run a diagnostic on the cyberdeck. She had just escaped from Arasaka, one of the most powerful corporations in Night City. She knew it was only a matter of time before they found her. She shifts her body, plants her feet against the wall in preparation for the flashback. Running a diagnostic takes its toll. It always does. She closes her eyes and allowed the memories of her capture to flood her mind. It was a dark and stormy night, and she had been in the middle of a routine data extraction job when she suddenly found herself surrounded by Arasaka's elite security forces. Vex shuddered involuntarily. She remembered the fear and pain she had felt when she was captured by Arasaka's agents, her body paralyzed and her mind foggy from the stims they had administered. Diagnostic at 15%. The next thing she can remember is waking up in a sterile room and strapped down to a cold metal table. She could barely move, her muscles twitching involuntarily. A group of Arasaka doctors, scientists, and technicians crowded around her, their faces obscured by masks and goggles.
Diagnostic at 27%.
A cold voice sounded over a loudspeaker.
Proceed.
The doctors began the operation to install the cyberware directly on her frontal cortex. Vex felt the intense pressure in her head as a drill was burrowing into her skull. Her vision blurred, and she couldn't think straight. But through the haze, she could hear the doctor's voices, their cold, clinical tone as they discussed the procedure.
Injecting the nanobots now. They'll integrate with her brain and allow for direct interface with the cyberdeck.
Diagnostic at 55%.
Good. Let's make sure the wiring is secure. We don't want any malfunctions.
As the doctors finished the installation, Vex felt a sharp pain shoot through her head. She tried to scream, but her voice was lost in the haze of pain and confusion. She could feel the cyberware integrating with her brain, and it was both exhilarating and terrifying. She could access information and abilities beyond her wildest dreams, but at the same time, she felt like she had lost a part of herself. As the days passed, Vex began to adapt to her new abilities. The doctors had her run test after test. This sometimes lasted for days. When her body couldn't keep up with her mind, she was injected with a cocktail of stems, adrenaline, and nutrients. After all this, she could now hack into any system, no matter how secure it was. But then, one day, Vex overheard a conversation between two Arasaka scientists. They were discussing how to breach the Black Wall, the ultimate barrier that separated the internet from the world of AI. Vex realized that they planned to use her cyberware to collect information from the other side. Vex knew that this was a suicide mission. She had heard rumors of netrunners getting trapped in the Black Wall, their minds trapped forever in cyberspace. She knew that if she refused, they would likely kill her or perform more experiments on her. Vex decided that she had to escape. She spent weeks secretly working on a plan, using her newfound abilities to gather information and resources. She knew that she had to act fast before they could send her on the mission. On the night of her escape, she waited until the guards were distracted, then slipped out of her cell and made her way through the facility, avoiding cameras and alarms. She hacked into the security system and shut down the power, creating a distraction that allowed her to slip past the remaining guards. She emerged onto the street, adrenaline pumping through her veins. She knew that she couldn't stay in one place for long, so she went on the run, using her skills to stay one step ahead of Arasaka's agents. She had to find a safe place to run the diagnostic on her cyberdeck to make sure that it wasn't compromised. And so she ended up in this dingy alleyway, running the diagnostic as fast as she could, praying that it would be enough to keep her one step ahead of Arasaka's agents.
Diagnostic at 100% optic nerve interface. Error 4,659. Error 7,575. Error 6,435. Optic nerve interface. ONI interface operational.
As the diagnostic finished, Vex breathed a sigh of relief. There was damage to her OS, but that was to be expected. After all, she hadn't been subtle about erasing all the data Arasaka had on her. This triggered the system's bloodhound. Luckily, the damage was minimal, nothing she could fix with some time and good hardware. She stood up, her muscles aching from the strain of the flashback. She knew that she couldn't stay here any longer. She had to keep moving, keep running, until she was finally free. Vex took a deep breath and stepped out of the alleyway. She scanned the street, her eyes darting from side to side as she looked for any sign of Arasaka's agents. The night was quiet, the only sound the distant hum of traffic on the freeway. Vex knew that she had to keep a low profile if she wanted to avoid detection, so she slipped into the shadows and started to make her way towards the outskirts of Night City. As she walked, Vex's mind raced with thoughts of what she had just been through. She couldn't believe that Arasaka had installed military-grade cyberware directly on her frontal cortex. The risk of cyberpsychosis was huge. That's why she would never do it herself. The risk was too great. But for Araska, she was expendable, and she shuddered at the thought of what they might have done to her if she had refused to cooperate. But Vex knew that she couldn't let her fear consume her. She had to stay focused if she wanted to survive. Vex's thoughts were interrupted by a sudden beep from her cyberdeck. She checked her HUD and saw that it was a message from one of her contacts, a fellow netrunner who went by the handle Ghost. The message read,
"Vex, where are you? I haven't heard from you in weeks. Give a sign of life. Ghost."
Vex smiled to herself. She had known Ghost for years, and he was one of the few people she trusted in Night City. But she couldn't react. Not yet, she had to find a hiding place first. Vex continued on her way, her eyes scanning the darkened streets for any sign of danger. She knew that she had to find a place to lie low for a while, somewhere that Arasaka's agents wouldn't think to look. And then she saw it. A small apartment complex on the outskirts of the city, surrounded by a high fence and overgrown with vines. It looked abandoned, and Vex knew that it was the perfect place to hide out. She approached the fence, her cyberdeck beeping as she scanned for any security measures. But to her surprise, there were none. It seemed that the building had been abandoned for some time. Vex slipped through a gap in the fence and made her way to the front door of the apartment complex. She pushed the door open, and a musty smell hit her nostrils. The place was dusty and dark, but it would do. Vex found an empty apartment on the third floor and settled in. Once inside the apartment, Vex closed the door and leaned against it, her heart pounding in her chest. She had made it this far, but she knew that she wasn't safe yet. Arasaka's agents were still out there, and they would stop at nothing to find her. Vex needed to come up with a plan, and fast. She walked over to the window and looked out at the city below. Night City was a dangerous place, full of violence and corruption. But it was also a place where anything was possible, if you had the right connections and the right skills. Vex had both, but she needed to be careful. She spent the next few hours going over her options. She could try to leave Night City altogether, but that would be difficult without the right contacts and resources. She could also try to lay low and wait for the heat to die down. But she knew that Arasaka would never give up the search for her. Finally, Vex decided on a plan of action. She would reach out to Ghost and ask for his help. He had connections in the netrunning community that could be useful, and he was always looking for a new challenge. Vex knew that he would be willing to help her, but she also knew that he would want something in return. Vex composed a message to Ghost, telling him a short version of her situation without revealing too many details and asking for his help. Her heart racing, she mentally hit send, and she waited. After a few tense minutes, her cyberdeck beeped, indicating a new message. Vex sees at the bottom of her HUD that Ghost had sent her 5,000 EDs, and perhaps more importantly, a way to earn some herself and get back in the game. But that's a story for another time. Thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe.